This is the NOCM ESOL International Proficient User Level C2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You'll hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. I hope you are not leaving that there. 2. Are you looking for something? 3. Shall I help you with that? 4. Who did you go to India with? 5. How long until your train gets here? 6. Did you ask your boss for a pay review? 7. I really enjoyed the play I saw last night. 8. I'm thinking of moving to Italy. 9. I will not be involved in the project anymore. 10. I think Carlo is taking the food to the community centre today.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. I hope you are not leaving that there. 2. Are you looking for something? 3. Shall I help you with that? 4. Who did you go to India with? 5. How long until your train gets here? 6. Did you ask your boss for a pay review? 7. I really enjoyed the play I saw last night. 8. I'm thinking of moving to Italy. 9. I will not be involved in the project anymore. 10. I think Carlo is taking the food to the community centre today.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Good afternoon. Am I speaking to the customer services department?
Yes, you are.
Lovely. I kept being redirected to different departments. I thought I wouldn't get through to speak to anyone with my query.
I'm sorry to hear you've had issues with our system. Let's start with your name, your first line of address, postcode, and your order requisition number.
It's Maria Polinsky, 48 Park Street, GH8, 3JK. My requisition number is WE37320.
Okay, I've located your account. Can you tell me what the issue is?
Yes. The new upholstered bed frame, mattress and headboard were delivered yesterday, but unfortunately, I need to return them, as there has been some damage.
Could you provide a description of the damage?
Certainly. I removed all packaging, then placed the bed in position. This is when I noticed the headboard had irreparable damage. There's a tear diagonally across the right-hand corner. Even though it's at the base of the board, it's unacceptable. I suspect it is accidental damage, perhaps something that has occurred during manufacture or possibly during transit in the van.
Oh, I do apologise. I'll check if we have a substitute headboard in stock and organise a delivery time which is convenient to you.
I would appreciate that. Thank you. But also, when the bed was in situ, I noticed that the colour of the metal bed frame did not match the existing furniture in my room. Would it be possible to replace it so that it pairs with the colour I have, which is ostrich grey?
Let me see if that is on the stock inventory. Yes, we have one in reserve. However, it usually takes 48 hours to register the order with distributions. But we have a delivery slot in your area for Wednesday afternoon next week. We can switch them over so you're not without a bed.
Thank you for all your help in sorting the issue. I look forward to receiving the replacement goods. Now listen to the conversation again. Good afternoon. Am I speaking to the customer services department?
Yes, you are.
Lovely. I kept being redirected to different departments. I thought I wouldn't get through to speak to anyone with my query.
I'm sorry to hear you've had issues with our system. Let's start with your name, your first line of address, postcode, and your order requisition number.
It's Maria Polinsky, 48 Park Street, GH8, 3JK. My requisition number is WE37320.
Okay, I've located your account. Can you tell me what the issue is?
Yes. The new upholstered bed frame, mattress and headboard were delivered yesterday, but unfortunately, I need to return them, as there has been some damage.
Could you provide a description of the damage?
Certainly. I removed all packaging, then placed the bed in position. This is when I noticed the headboard had irreparable damage. There's a tear diagonally across the right-hand corner. Even though it's at the base of the board, it's unacceptable. I suspect it is accidental damage, perhaps something that has occurred during manufacture or possibly during transit in the van.
Oh, I do apologise. I'll check if we have a substitute headboard in stock and organise a delivery time which is convenient to you.
I would appreciate that. Thank you. But also, when the bed was in situ, I noticed that the colour of the metal bed frame did not match the existing furniture in my room. Would it be possible to replace it so that it pairs with the colour I have, which is ostrich grey?
Let me see if that is on the stock inventory. Yes, we have one in reserve. However, it usually takes 48 hours to register the order with distributions. But we have a delivery slot in your area for Wednesday afternoon next week. We can switch them over so you're not without a bed.
Thank you for all your help in sorting the issue. I look forward to receiving the replacement goods. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Adesh, do you recollect what time Kapal said he'd be home from football today?
I don't know, Deepa. That boy rarely tells me anything anymore. Isn't he usually home around 5 o'clock, though?
Yes, usually, but he said he'd be delayed today because they're conducting trials for the first team.
Ah, I do remember him going on about the trials, but they're actually on Thursday, not today.
Fine. He'll be home earlier then. I'll start with dinner straight away.
Are you aware that you have dentist appointments for the kids booked for 6 o'clock today?
Oh, no. I totally forgot. I knew there was something else scheduled for this evening. Kapal needs a tooth extraction, as he had excruciating toothache at the weekend. Are the others booked in for theirs too? I know how hard it is to get appointments at the moment.
Yes, but yours is scheduled for tomorrow at 12 o'clock, in case you'd forgotten.
No, I'd not overlooked my appointment. But Krishna is at her friend's house. I think they have a Shakespearean theatre presentation they need to prepare for school. Please could you call her and say we'll collect her at 5:15? We'll take her toothbrush, as she'll have to clean her teeth once we're there.
Shall I drive the kids to the dentist, so that you can have some respite and finish prepping the dinner? You've been excessively busy all day, and I'm conscious that you haven't had time to have any downtime today.
That's very considerate of you. Can I ask that you collect Kapal from school at 4:30 as well? He'll need to have a snack before his mouth is numbed for the extraction.
OK, no problem. I have some correspondence to send now, and then I'll go for them.
Lovely. Don't forget to call Krishna and Kapal to remind them.
I'm doing it now.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Adesh, do you recollect what time Kapal said he'd be home from football today?
I don't know, Deepa. That boy rarely tells me anything anymore. Isn't he usually home around 5 o'clock, though?
Yes, usually, but he said he'd be delayed today because they're conducting trials for the first team.
Ah, I do remember him going on about the trials, but they're actually on Thursday, not today.
Fine. He'll be home earlier then. I'll start with dinner straight away.
Are you aware that you have dentist appointments for the kids booked for 6 o'clock today?
Oh, no. I totally forgot. I knew there was something else scheduled for this evening. Kapal needs a tooth extraction, as he had excruciating toothache at the weekend. Are the others booked in for theirs too? I know how hard it is to get appointments at the moment.
Yes, but yours is scheduled for tomorrow at 12 o'clock, in case you'd forgotten.
No, I'd not overlooked my appointment. But Krishna is at her friend's house. I think they have a Shakespearean theatre presentation they need to prepare for school. Please could you call her and say we'll collect her at 5:15? We'll take her toothbrush, as she'll have to clean her teeth once we're there.
Shall I drive the kids to the dentist, so that you can have some respite and finish prepping the dinner? You've been excessively busy all day, and I'm conscious that you haven't had time to have any downtime today.
That's very considerate of you. Can I ask that you collect Kapal from school at 4:30 as well? He'll need to have a snack before his mouth is numbed for the extraction.
OK, no problem. I have some correspondence to send now, and then I'll go for them.
Lovely. Don't forget to call Krishna and Kapal to remind them.
I'm doing it now.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today, we're debating the pros and cons of fracking, the process of extracting natural gas from underground wells. With us today is Gavin Henderson from the Anti-Fracking Group. Gavin, it's thought that fracking can ultimately generate electricity with half the carbon dioxide emissions that burning coal produces. The US and Canada believe it's secured energy for the next century. But in the UK, although fracking has been undertaken, it is seen as extremely controversial. So, what are the objections to fracking?
Well, where fracking has occurred, such as in Lancashire, there have been earth tremors. We also don't know of the long-term impact on the stability of the land around fracking sites.
That sounds worrying, but no other countries have proven a link between earthquakes and fracking.
Yes, but I think we have to recognise that, as it's a new process of extracting gas, we can't yet know what effects fracking might have. Furthermore, rather than providing a solution to traditional fossil fuels, current research suggests that methane leaks caused by fracking are an issue, and can be as high as 7.9%. Experts suggest that leaks of 2% could accelerate global warming. Methane is also 6% more damaging than carbon dioxide, so this is a serious worry.
Indeed, but we need to look into alternative energy solutions so we can reduce our reliance on gas imports from other countries. With access to its own natural gas supply, the UK will have greater energy security and stability for the future.
That's been one of the major arguments in favour of fracking, but we believe it would simply steer financial initiatives away from renewable energy. And due to the methane leaks, it seems we're swapping one polluting fuel source with another. Arsenic has also been found around fracking sites, causing fears about groundwater becoming contaminated.
Thank you, Gavin, for your enlightening input today.
Now listen to the debate again.
Today, we're debating the pros and cons of fracking, the process of extracting natural gas from underground wells. With us today is Gavin Henderson from the Anti-Fracking Group. Gavin, it's thought that fracking can ultimately generate electricity with half the carbon dioxide emissions that burning coal produces. The US and Canada believe it's secured energy for the next century. But in the UK, although fracking has been undertaken, it is seen as extremely controversial. So, what are the objections to fracking?
Well, where fracking has occurred, such as in Lancashire, there have been earth tremors. We also don't know of the long-term impact on the stability of the land around fracking sites.
That sounds worrying, but no other countries have proven a link between earthquakes and fracking.
Yes, but I think we have to recognise that, as it's a new process of extracting gas, we can't yet know what effects fracking might have. Furthermore, rather than providing a solution to traditional fossil fuels, current research suggests that methane leaks caused by fracking are an issue, and can be as high as 7.9%. Experts suggest that leaks of 2% could accelerate global warming. Methane is also 6% more damaging than carbon dioxide, so this is a serious worry.
Indeed, but we need to look into alternative energy solutions so we can reduce our reliance on gas imports from other countries. With access to its own natural gas supply, the UK will have greater energy security and stability for the future.
That's been one of the major arguments in favour of fracking, but we believe it would simply steer financial initiatives away from renewable energy. And due to the methane leaks, it seems we're swapping one polluting fuel source with another. Arsenic has also been found around fracking sites, causing fears about groundwater becoming contaminated.
Thank you, Gavin, for your enlightening input today.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today we're discussing whether children and teenagers should be allowed to have televisions or screens in their bedrooms. Your thoughts, Carol?
I'm older than you. So no doubt I will soon be hearing my son and daughter making complaints about my grandchildren watching screens well past bedtime. From experience, though, it's a rare child who can resist staying up late to watch something they possibly shouldn't.
I vividly remember watching snippets of a horror film when I was about 8 or 9 years old. It traumatised me. I'm deeply concerned about this issue, as I don't want my children to engage with content they simply aren't mature enough to experience.
I agree with you. That's why parental controls and restrictions are crucial to support children in developing healthy screen habits. They also allow parents to set time limits, block inappropriate content, and track their child's online activities.
I'm adamant my children won't have a TV or any other screen in their bedrooms until they are 12. Research shows that excessive screen time is associated with eye damage and overstimulation in children. Another consideration is that I want to avoid encouraging my children to disappear into their rooms for hours on end.
Yes, over 12 seems a sensible age for having a TV in their rooms. As children become teenagers, they need self-directed downtime and the space to relax and recharge. They do need time to recover from the stresses of everyday life, which can become overwhelming.
I'm glad you agree. It's completely acceptable for them to have access to TVs or screens so they can pursue their emerging interests. But there needs to be a balance between technology and other essential aspects of a child's life, such as schoolwork, physical activity, and social interaction.
And with parental controls, you have the reassurance that, although they may not want to associate with you as frequently, they aren't being exposed to damaging online content.
Indeed, balance and moderation are key in this issue.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Today we're discussing whether children and teenagers should be allowed to have televisions or screens in their bedrooms. Your thoughts, Carol?
I'm older than you, so no doubt I will soon be hearing my son and daughter making complaints about my grandchildren watching screens well past bedtime. From experience, though, it's a rare child who can resist staying up late to watch something they possibly shouldn't.
I vividly remember watching snippets of a horror film when I was about 8 or 9 years old. It traumatised me. I'm deeply concerned about this issue, as I don't want my children to engage with content they simply aren't mature enough to experience.
I agree with you. That's why parental controls and restrictions are crucial to support children in developing healthy screen habits. They also allow parents to set time limits, block inappropriate content, and track their child's online activities.
I'm adamant my children won't have a TV or any other screen in their bedrooms until they are 12. Research shows that excessive screen time is associated with eye damage and overstimulation in children. Another consideration is that I want to avoid encouraging my children to disappear into their rooms for hours on end.
Yes, over 12 seems a sensible age for having a TV in their rooms. As children become teenagers, they need self-directed downtime and the space to relax and recharge. They do need time to recover from the stresses of everyday life, which can become overwhelming.
I'm glad you agree. It's completely acceptable for them to have access to TVs or screens so they can pursue their emerging interests. But there needs to be a balance between technology and other essential aspects of a child's life, such as schoolwork, physical activity, and social interaction.
And with parental controls, you have the reassurance that, although they may not want to associate with you as frequently, they aren't being exposed to damaging online content.
Indeed, balance and moderation are key in this issue.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.